Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Just a lot of banter going back and forth about people talking about, with David Taylor, the big news, big news, David Taylor is going to Oklahoma State. Well, where's his loyalty? Well, it's a business. Let's face it. Wrestling's an individual sport. I mean, we all know that. It's a team sport too. We're not saying to not be loyal or your roots or anything, but what is David Taylor not given to Penn State already? What is he missing?
I think it's been like, it's 15 years. So when did he start there? Do you remember what year he started? Graduated 2013. It's like
isn't he a year younger than Greg?
Yeah. So it's like, all right, so let's put some around 2010. So it's about 14. I think somebody said 15 years. So 15 years, it's like he's been pretty much the perfect ambassador for Penn State wrestling and Penn State athletics. I don't think you could really ask. So 15 years, this guy has basically, I don't want to say dedicated his life to Penn State, but it's like he's given a ton. It's like he's represented them well. He's been a scoring machine. I saw the stats. As you see, it's like he's outscored his international opponents. It's like 850 to like 75. It's like it's got his record. And then it's like however many losses. What does he have? 1-2 like international losses before this year. And it's like the tech, like he had a more than 50% tech or pin ratio internationally, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We figured we'd throw a short show together before while we had some time before at 11 o'clock when I bring up the same question to Kenny Boo Monday, as we see on Instagram, Olympic champ, head coach of Morgan State. We're going to be talking to him soon, or I'm going to be talking to him anyway. But we just wanted to address this because it's an important thing. Like wrestling, yes, it is a team sport, but it's also a business. And you have to think about both, right? And you see a lot of guys, even former teammates from Penn State calling David Taylor out. And it's like, for, you know, loyalty. Yes, we're all about loyalty. But let's think about this. Did they, you know, a lot of kids don't even wrestle in their rec league now because they just wrestle at their wrestling club. And are they going to one club or are they bouncing around to multiple clubs? Probably multiple clubs. Are they all going to public high school? No, they're usually going to their local, the good private Catholic school that's like somewhere within a 2-hour radius of their home. Are they going to their state school in college or are they going to the best place to be a national champ? Right. So it's like, you know, but the point is this, we're not looking at that as that's one disloyalty. That's a second disloyalty. That's third. No, people understand you're going to where you need to go to get better. And now we're in a situation, David Taylor, where you can't wrestle forever and he's got a family.
Yeah. And the family's a big one. It's like,
come on,
look out. It's like, all right, I guess it was kind of a surprise to a lot of us that he's retiring. I guess he doesn't technically have to retire. It's like,
he didn't say it.
I think he kind of did in one of the posts in Oklahoma State, but it's like, all right. So he's retiring. It's like, what's the next step? You know, it's like I guess the one challenging thing too, he's got the M2 training center and it was posted online. Did you see that?
I know, but I'm thinking like,
so first of all, he sent a private email to his club and it made it up on the forum within probably minutes, which is kind of messed up. It's like, yeah, that's a private email to the club. So where's the loyalty there? But he said like, you know, this is a tough email for me to write. Tomorrow's going to be my last day at M2 Training Center.
Well, you know what, though?
But again, it's like You could only imagine the offer that he's got from Oklahoma State. And it's like he's got work to do. It's like this is recruiting season. You know, now with like the transfer portal and NIL, it's like he's got to get going immediately. So it's like there's no time to waste. Like every day that he you know postpones whatever, it's like you're losing recruits. You know, it's like he's got to start building today.
Yeah. And get back to the purpose. What is the purpose of wrestling? And everyone knows this answer. We all know it, right? So let's get when all of a sudden news comes out, don't abandon your principles, right? Don't just jump to what other people are saying. We're using wrestling as a vehicle to make you better, to set you up better in life, right? It's great experience. It's a lot of fun, but using wrestling as a vehicle, that's pretty unanimous. I don't hear anyone disagreeing with that. Right. Well, now we're in a situation where David Taylor's in a situation where he's got to take care of his family. And, you know, I think about even like the transferring process for me to Rutgers. I wasn't unhappy at Rutgers. I loved Rutgers. I would tell people all the time, Rutgers was great. I didn't have problems there. I went to Penn because I had an opportunity to go Ivy League. And that was a door that wrestling opened for me that could improve me for life. That was no slight on Rutgers. And I heard stuff about loyalty. You know, but it's not, and you have to think that way, and you're already thinking that way. I know you parents, you wrestlers, you coaches, you are thinking like that already. So my point is, let's have some sympathy. And let me start off by saying we are huge David Taylor fans. Okay, and the fact that he wrestled for Penn State, we watched a lot more Penn State wrestling because of David Taylor. So he did his job for Penn State. He always said very good things about Penn State, and he's not knocking them now that he's leaving them. And no. Let me also say this for wrestling coaches, because we know a lot of wrestling club owners. It is really hard to maintain a business as a wrestling club owner. It is very, very hard. And just because your name is David Taylor, here's one thing we see in the business world, maybe an insight that other people don't see just from the wrestling or coaching perspective. It is very hard to have a wrestling business. And we talk to a lot of people who are in wrestling businesses and specifically a lot of wrestling club owners. It is really hard to do this. And a lot of these people are not the best businessmen. And they'll say it openly. Look at Coach Buxton and Monaco talk to Valentin Kalika about this. And they say it very openly. They're not great businessmen. Why? Because they're so focused on helping your kid become a champion and pouring their heart and soul, going back and forth to practices, driving for hours. They're thinking about developing the kid. So they're not. So the point is, it is hard to keep the lights on as a wrestling club. That's why you see a lot of times locations changing, people jacking up the price, and the wrestling club owner is at effect. So now, all of a sudden, you have a few children, you have a family to feed, you're thinking long term, and you probably get over $500,000 salary. I don't know what he's making, whatever kind of package. And you start to say, hey, I got to take care of my family. How is that not loyalty? Who are you the most? Who should you be the most loyal to as a husband and a father? We see this differently because we're parents. We're parents. So a lot of these young kids who come in, you might have national championships, you might have accolades that we don't have. But we have something you don't have, a wife and children. And you got to think about that, too. And I think the parents and the club coaches that see us will ultimately empathize with our position.
Yeah. The other elephant in the room would be Cale did the same thing. Cale wrestled for Iowa State. He abandoned them to go to Penn. He abandoned, if you want to say that again, it's the same exact situation. Did he abandon them? No, it's not a good word. He went to Penn State because it was a good opportunity for him, his family, and his future goals. Gable did the same thing. Gable was Iowa State also.
And bitter rivals, and that's the rivals. That's actually the rivals.
Yeah,
go to Cable.
Exactly. It's literally the rivals. So it's like and it's like, was that a loyalty thing? It's like, but you know, it's a good debate in wrestling. I think ultimately it's probably good for wrestling because it gets more people talking about it. But let's not throw too much shade at David Taylor. It's like, especially it's like probably the most prolific scorer in the history of United States wrestling.
He said it.
Scoring machine at every level. It's like youth wrestling, high school, college. It's like, you know, guys that are just like, man, it's like, he's not going to blow through this guy. This guy is really good and tough to score on. And then he pins him or texts him. It's like, how does this happen?
And then it's like,
well, he's not going to do it internationally. It's like, he's maybe a somewhat slow starter internationally, you know, I mean, somewhat until he made his runs at world and Olympic gold medal. It's like, and then he's same thing. It's like, there's not many guys that he didn't pin or tech. Really, there's very few people like he. It's like, I think if he beats Aaron Brooks, it's like, I think most of us are saying it's like, yeah, he's probably going to pin and tech through the Olympics, especially if Yazdani's not there. And if Yazdani's there, it's like he's pinned him a couple times too.
And that also speaks to the golden age we're in with wrestling, that literally who hasn't David Taylor dominated and in a lot of cases even beaten at a certain point in different points time in his career. But Jordan Burroughs and Kyle Dick, and everyone agrees they're freaks, and not just freak athletes. They're hard workers. They're awesome. They're some of the best wrestlers of all time. Other than them, David Taylor has killed everyone pretty much. Like it's a similar thing to like a Spencer Lee, where it's like, if he beats a guy by 6 or 8 points, like, wow, that guy was really, really good. And it's not like that guy isn't bleeding for the sport of wrestling, doing everything he possibly can. So anyway, I just think it's important to, you have to look at it like that. You're applying the logic to yourself when you're trying to become a better wrestler. Like we said, a lot of wrestlers are club hopping. They're going to private schools. They're not going to the public school that's their town. No one's looking at that as much of a loyalty thing. Most people aren't going to state schools. I mean, what I mean is you're not always going to the school in your state, or that's the most local to you.
You're looking for the best opportunity. You hear it a lot with you know, the private schools, the Catholic schools in New Jersey get a lot of hate, but it's like, everyone's trying to do what's best for their kid as they should. I think it's like, you help the people in your town as much as you can as well. But if there's a better opportunity, and it might not just be wrestling, the opportunity for us, you know, we want to send our kids to Catholic school for even different reasons. You know, they might have better wrestling than some of the local schools, but it's like, it goes beyond that. Certain things you don't want them around, and there's certain things it's like you want them learning their faith. So it's like, you know, it goes beyond that too. So ultimately it comes down to doing what's best for your family and his future goals. You know, it's a no brainer. Maybe the next question, unless you have more quick question, we go, who's going to be the assistants? Does he bring in, maybe we raise some doubt here. Does he bring in Kyle Dake?
That would be awesome. I shot a video right after I think it was even before the Olympic. It was before the Olympic trials. We brought this up with Bash Mania, Justin. We were saying like, well, what, we sent him a text message. We said, should we do a show? Is Burroughs going to be the next coach of Oklahoma State? And he's like, Burroughs isn't going to do it. But I shot a video on my own and I brought up, what about Burroughs? What about Dake? What about Taylor? And it's certainly not over, you know, we're not trying to like go over the head of Coleman Scott, but looking at it, if Oklahoma State, a perennial powerhouse, is good, like now with recruiting being what it is so cutthroat that you need to be. And with the kids, you could see, I saw this firsthand when I'm down Matt's side at the Olympic trials, and they want the autographs of all the people who are competing now. That's who everyone wants to see, all the people. Now you got people like Jamil Kelly and like, Darian Cruz, you got highly accomplished coaches that are walking right by. No one's asking for their autograph. And it's like, why aren't you getting their autograph too? But it's like, what's salient in people's minds right now? So when you're looking at like Instagram and social media, who are the hot commodities? Well, pretty simple. As far as who could take over as head coach, you're thinking David Taylor, Kyle Dake, or Jordan Burroughs. And we said, and I wish I had this, but I said it, David Taylor would probably be the best pick. You and I were speaking about this also, because why? He could help break up Penn State. And right now, what would really shake things up in the wrestling world, with Penn State being as dominant as it is, someone needs to come in and drive that wedge through Penn State. And now David Taylor will be able to cannibalize some of the people that would have gone to Penn State. We're not saying, obviously, it's not like, it's not a vindictive thing. He's not trying to do it, but we're saying making things interesting for wrestling. And when you're Oklahoma State, who's one of the top historical programs of all time, if not the top, you need someone with a name like that. That's not a knock to Coleman Scott or any of these guys.
Finally, we can see the match we've all wanted to see. David Taylor versus Kale Sanderson. And we're going to get to see it frequently in recruiting and in actual competition to teams. But all right, who are the two ideal coaches? I would go if he could bring in Dake, again, I highly doubt this is going to happen. And I would keep I think Coleman Scott, I don't know if he's going to stay, if he wants to stay, but like, I think it's really important to have somebody who understands the administration, somebody who went to school there. You know, he's been coaching there now for a short time, but it's like somebody, because there's so much coming in as a coach. It's like, it's the technique is the easy part. It's like, even the recruiting to some extent is easier than like, you know, he's got to come in. It's like the alumni relations, the donors. It's like, there's a lot that needs to happen from a financial perspective, from, you know, meeting the right people and understanding the school and what you should say and what you shouldn't say. That's a challenge, you know? So it's like having somebody like Coleman Scott would be huge. Again, I don't think he would stay. I'd be shocked. And it's, again, this isn't a slight to him. I think he would have made a great coach also there. But I'd like to see him and Dake. That would be cool.
Well, and this is where, you know, you look at wrestling, using wrestling as a vehicle to set you up for the future and everything. And that's why a lot of people are going to Ivy League and different things. Well, you know, and then there's a lot of people who are staying involved in wrestling as a wrestling coach, club owners. And, you know, I think a unique angle that we have is we opened up a business in wrestling in terms of not being in someone else's business, but starting our own. So we have a CEO mindset. You know, leadership of owning a business and what that mentality takes. And you need to be looking at all the moving parts. Now, and most people weren't coming from an entrepreneurial family. So we weren't looking at this. We were kind of exposed to the fire as time went on. You need to think about what is lacking and what needs to be put in place. Yes, you do need the name and the marquee to bring people in like they have with David Taylor, but getting a technique specialist would not be the answer for them. They need to know, they need to get people now who are involved who are the donors? Who are the alumni? Who do I need to keep happy? What resources do we have at Oklahoma State? And having someone who's already involved in that program would be invaluable. So yeah, hopefully that he would keep Coleman Scott, that he would be involved in the program. Or also having, remember David Taylor, he wasn't even an assistant coach, was he? Here's a guy with here's a guy with no coaching background in terms of actually coaching a team.
Hey, you bring in John Smith as a high-powered consultant. Remember when Brands took over, he hired Gable as an assistant. And admittingly, he's more of like a high-powered consultant than anything else. Maybe do that for a year. That would be a terrible idea.
But you have to think about things like that. And a lot of people don't think about that. You need to see what are all the moving parts and what do I need that's going to compensate for the things that I'm lacking in. Having someone who's actually been a head coach just in general would be a great pick because he hasn't even been the head high school coach, much less a head college coach. So you got to think about what is he lacking? And yes, he might be the total package on the map, but when it comes to coaching and being a CEO of a program, he's going to need some help. I'm sure Oklahoma State, being their proud tradition, is going to put people in his way to help him.
All right, let's wrap it up. We're not going to leave Olympic gold medalist Kenny Monday waiting.
All right, Kenny Monday coming up in 2 minutes. We're going to hear what he has to say about the whole thing. All right, talk soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.